local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And a happy Wednesday, beautiful Wednesday at that. Joe and Austin with you here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in on this fine afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it, but not a cloud in the sky, a little slight breeze and cooler temps over the next few days here during the overnight hours. Sign me up for all of that. We've got traffic and weather on the fives over the next hour, and of course our full rundown, which starts with today's top three stories, beginning with the Biden administration today saying they have no plans to change its policy towards Israel after the humanitarian aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike.
You heard from the president last night in his statement. He's outraged and he's heartbroken. We are all heartbroken here.
Yeah, the president saying he expects a swift and thorough investigation, and yesterday in a statement delivered some of his strongest criticism of Israel since the war against Hamas began. The fate of the controversial Texas immigration law, SB4, now in the hands of the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans. Three-judge panel today heard arguments from both the federal government and the state of Texas over the controversial bill that would, if enacted and in place, would allow local law enforcement agencies to arrest people on suspicion of them being illegal immigrants. And another temporary channel is now open in the Baltimore Harbor so essential vessels can get access to the port following last week's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Governor Wes Moore saying that a smaller passageway opened on Monday to marine vessels, and the work is continuing now on a third, deeper channel for larger ships. That's a look at our top three stories. Traffic and weather together. We'll start with meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Beautiful spring weather continues into Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend. We're going to have high temperatures in the low to mid 70s Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures are going to be chilly when you wake up each and every morning. It'll be in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. So you'll need a jacket Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday morning won't be quite that bad. By next week, we're a little bit warmer. Small chances of rain return. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm just so eager. No, it's been a pretty eventful day on the road so far this evening, but luckily I'm happy to report that it is dying down. We still have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. Also, we still have some runoff from a previously reported traffic incident on that's going to be on Highway 98 near North W Street there, where those two roads meet. We've just got a little bit of congestion, nothing that's going to hold you up for too long. And then the only other spot of note is if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, going through Windhaven Beach and traveling towards Highway 87, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Joe?
All right, taking a look at our local headlines, our top story this afternoon is that an Okaloosa County judge has ruled in favor of Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers, saying that she was in the right to withhold lucrative retirement payments to county commissioners. In a ruling, Judge William Stone says that Childers had properly exercised discretion in stopping to make the payments to the local plan. This happened back in January of 2022, and then Escambia County sued on behalf of Commissioner Stephen Berry, Robert Bender, and Lumen May to force her to make the payments, which amounts to 58% of their salary in taxpayer funds. Judge Stone concluded with the ruling that it is not lawful for elected officers to participate in the local plan. The county will likely appeal. Another lawsuit involving an Escambia County commissioner. The legal battle over Commissioner Jeff Bergosh's text messages will continue with a hearing in June. Bergosh said that the texts were stolen. Of course, last month, just I think a week or two ago now, an Okaloosa County judge dismissed the Rep. Levin motion from the county, in which they were essentially trying to get the judge to order the defendants, the P&J, Jonathan Owens and Alex Arduini, to return the text messages. P&J parent company Gannett says the county is simply trying to claw back public records and attempt to gag further news reporting on its contents. Questions being asked over a local teacher's practices inside the classroom. According to a Channel 3 report, photos originally taken last fall show a teacher next to a whiteboard with various spellings of the N-word. While some students say they've raised their concerns to the district in the past, local activist Ellison Bennett says he filed a formal complaint.
We should not be using derogatory terms as a teaching tool. That's unacceptable. It is not something just happening, just going to go away. It made an impact on the children in that classroom.
And the school district says that the teacher was disciplined per their policy and moved to another class, and they consider the matter over. 617, we'll take a break there, taking a look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies, targets, and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Joe Ford bass line.
Oh, you noticed?
Yes, I did.
I thought I was able to blend in perfectly, but I guess not.
You may have fooled the listener, but I've just known you for too long. But.
Yeah. It's like a trained dog, man. You just, you know my voice.
Yeah. Even when it's perfectly mimicking a bass or guitar, whatever that was.
That's right. 622 here at News Radio. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now. Hoping we give you a laugh or two over the course of an hour as we get you our full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Right before traffic and weather, we'll get you caught up on our state headlines. Governor DeSantis today signing a bill to accelerate road projects across the state. He did that in Polk County, saying Florida is very much committed to relieving congestion on our streets. DeSantis also accused some activists of wanting to produce more congestion because they don't want people driving. But he says that's not happening in Florida. That won't happen in Florida.
And speaking of Florida, a Southwest Airlines flight has been forced to make an emergency landing here. It was headed from New Orleans to Orlando, and when it reached Florida, it was hit with turbulence. The pilot put the plane down in Tampa Bay. A spokesman for the Texas-based carrier says that two people were taken to the hospital. One was a passenger, and the other was a flight attendant.
A group of women's clinics in Florida are working on a plan to help patients who are trying to get an abortion, according to the Tampa Bay Times. They say nine facilities between Naples and Orlando held an emergency meeting yesterday after, of course, the new law banning abortions after 6 weeks is set to take effect next month. For women who don't meet the requirement, the clinics say they will help connect them to organizations that will help pay for an out-of-state trip to receive the procedure.
And Florida is trying to toughen regulations for food delivery platforms. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law yesterday that will give the state regulatory control over the services like Uber Eats and Grubhub. It will also require the platforms to have the consent of restaurants before taking orders. The goal is to prevent companies from altering prices listed at local businesses.
Austin, what in God's name is going on the roads right now?
Well, let's see here. Starting with Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, we already had a lot of backups in that area and a bit more if you were traveling by Windhaven Beach. But there is now an accident report on that passageway as well, so be on the lookout for that. That could be causing some additional backups soon. Let's see. Outside of that, Pine Forest Road was giving us some trouble, but that's cleared up. We did have a little bit of congestion at where Navy Boulevard, or Highway 98, rather, meets North W Street, but that area seems to have just about cleared out completely. So outside of that Navarre Parkway issue, there's not much that should hold you up for too long.
Beautiful weather as we head through the rest of Wednesday into Thursday and Friday as well. We'll have a couple chilly mornings in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. Get the jacket out. But the daytime hours, still nice. Lower 70s to middle 70s. Lots of sunny skies. A little bit breezy on Thursday, not so much on Friday. Early look at this weekend keeps highs in the middle 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 625 here, taking a look now at our national news. The big story around the world today was nearly a dozen people died, well over 900 injured, after a devastating magnitude 7.4 earthquake hit Taiwan.
Dozens are said to be trapped on blocked roads, in tunnels, some workers stuck in rock quarries, and possibly people trapped under debris in partially collapsed buildings.
And fears that the death toll may be on the rise as dozens remain trapped in highway tunnels following the strongest earthquake to hit the island in 25 years.
And Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is recovering from emergency surgery. Boebert underwent the procedure after a blood clot was found in her leg. She's been diagnosed with May-Thurner syndrome, a condition which disrupts blood flow.
Authorities in Oklahoma are investigating the disappearance of two Kansas women. Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were traveling together to pick up children and never made it to the location. The women's vehicle was found later abandoned on the side of the road. It's unclear whose children the two were going to pick up, and it's presumed they were friends, or are friends.
And a federal judge is hearing arguments today over New York City's plan to charge a $15 toll for cars driving into Manhattan. The first in the nation's so-called congestion pricing plan is supported by the city's transit authority and the federal government as a way to reduce traffic and pollution in the city. New Jersey is opposed to the law, arguing that it won't do much except place a burden on thousands of commuters from the Garden State.
It appears the Federal Reserve won't be cutting interest rates anytime soon. Here's Lisa Taylor.
That comes after higher-than-expected inflation readings for the beginning of the year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said Wednesday it's too soon to say whether the recent readings represent more than just a bump. Interest rates currently stand at 5.25 and 5.5. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, and also a pretty interesting one from Louisiana. A state lawmaker wants to change the rules for blood donations and force donors to disclose whether they've received the COVID vaccine. The donations would then be labeled differently. The proposed bill would allow for vaccine skeptics to request blood from a donor that's never been vaccinated. Opponents slammed the bill for giving credence to anti-vaccine conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, I mean, I understand if you don't want to give credence to that stuff, but I don't think it's as much giving credence. I think it's just making sure, like, hey, let's kind of pick our battles here. We want to make sure that everyone is cared for the best way possible. If they would feel more comfortable with quote-unquote unvaccinated blood, then, you know, why not? Let's just give them that. President Biden is laying out his efforts to lower health care costs for Americans.
Not one Republican in the entire Congress. This did surprise me, I have to admit to you. Not one single Republican voted for it. Not one single one to give us authority to take on and beat Big Pharma.
Biden said that seniors on Medicare will not have to pay more than $2,000 per year for prescription drugs starting next year under the Inflation Reduction Act. He also celebrated the decision by three of the four largest inhaler manufacturers to cap the cost of inhalers for many patients at $35 per month.
A quick recap of today's top three stories as we approach the 6:30 Fox News update. In Baltimore, opening another temporary channel at the Baltimore Harbor so essential vessels can get to the port following the bridge collapse last week. A smaller passageway opened to marine vessels on Monday, and they're working on a third, deeper channel for larger ships now. The three-judge panel in the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans now has the case involving the controversial Texas immigration law SB4. Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen told judges the law that empowers police agencies to arrest illegal immigrants will not lead to racial profiling. Meanwhile, lawyers for the feds say Texas does not have the authority to craft or enforce immigration law. And the Biden administration says they have no plans to change its policy towards Israel after the humanitarian aid workers were killed, though the president says that he demands a swift and thorough investigation. And yesterday, in a statement delivering some of his strongest criticism of Israel since the war against Hamas began. Fox News Update is coming up now. CBS Sports Minute, we're back with a look at our sports headlines. Coming back on Pensacola right now.
I'm Jack Callahan. A New York judge has refused to delay former President Trump's upcoming trial over non-disclosure payments made to an adult performer. Lawyers had asked to adjourn the New York trial indefinitely until the Supreme Court decides Mr. Trump's immunity claims. The judge ruled the lawyers missed a filing deadline.
Judge Juan M. Mershon criticized the former president's attorneys for filing the request so soon before jury selection.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu will speak by phone tomorrow about the deaths of seven aid workers in an Israeli airstrike. Israel has apologized, calling it a miscommunication, but Jose Andres, the founder of the World Central Kitchen, doesn't believe that.
We were targeted deliberately, nonstop, until everybody was dead in this convoy.
Among the dead, a man with dual U.S.-Canadian citizenship. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A report today says Paramount Global and Skydance Media are moving closer to a merger deal. Citing people familiar with the situation, the Wall Street Journal says some officials and board members of both companies have agreed to begin exclusive merger talks. As such, the owner of Paramount Plus streaming service won't be able to entertain any other offers for 30 days. Shares of Paramount today soared 15% on the news. Confirmation this afternoon that Amazon Web Services is laying off several hundred employees. This as Amazon's cloud computing division makes changes to parts of its business strategy. A spokesperson says the cuts will impact several hundred workers, mostly at the AWS sales, marketing, and global services team. It was a narrowly mixed session for U.S. stocks today. The S&P 500 edged up 5 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite recouped 37, but the Dow Jones Industrials slipped another 43. That's your money now.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines, enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the horrible strike that occurred in Gaza. Talked about the new metal detector or gun and vape detector that the school district is using, and why I have some concerns about the message that sends. Explained why the White House press secretary is wrong for caring whether most people support or oppose abortion rights, and explained why I'm not having Joe Exotic the Tiger King on my show and whether that was the right call. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sportsman. It's sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Championships are the tiebreaker in the greatest of all time conversation. That's why players like Breonna Stewart, Cheryl Miller, Diana Taurasi, Candace Parker, and Shamika Holtzclaw will edge out Caitlin Clark in a GOAT debate. With that being said, Caitlin is the most important women's college basketball player of all time because no one has ever brought more eyeballs to the sport than her. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. So I noticed this congestion in our last traffic update, but didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to sound the alarm bells just in case it wasn't anything too severe, but it appears to be. If you are traveling, let's see, westbound here on I-10, just over Ward Basin Road, we've got some pretty severe backups there. That's if basically you're approaching Blackwater River. It's not an accident, based on what I can see, or at least there's no confirmation of an accident yet, but it's nonetheless a pretty heavy congestion that's going to have you backed up for a bit. So keep an eye out for that if you are heading in that direction. Outside of that, still a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway here and there if you're traveling westbound from Windhaven Beach to Highway 87, though it has lessened significantly. And outside of that, there does not appear to be much that'll hold you up for too long.
Beautiful weather as we head through the rest of Wednesday into Thursday and Friday as well. We'll have a couple chilly mornings in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. Get the jacket out. But the daytime hours, still nice. Lower 70s to middle 70s. Lots of sunny skies. A little bit breezy on Thursday, not so much on Friday. Early look at this weekend keeps highs in the middle 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Austin, what's happening in the sports world today?
Well, let's see. A ton, actually. We'll touch on this first because it's pretty short, sweet, and to the point, but also it is actually live sports going on now. About 40 minutes ago, we had a TNT doubleheader get underway between the New Jersey Devils and New York Rangers. Let's see. The Devils are currently losing to the Rangers 1-0 with about 7.5 minutes to go in the first period. Even though it's not televised, if you care about some relatively local teams here, the Lightning beating the Maple Leafs 1-0 with about 6 minutes to go in the first period there. After the Devils and Rangers get wrapped up on TNT, that's going to be followed up by Oilers at Stars at 8:30, so be on the lookout for that. The NBA has a doubleheader of its own on ESPN. Thunder at Celtics should be getting underway any moment now. And then that's going to be followed by Cavaliers at Suns at 9 o'clock. And let's see, some MLB games that have been swirling around the headlines today. The Braves at White Sox has been postponed due to rain and snow. So if you are a Braves fan waiting for the result there, that's going to be rescheduled for June 27th. The Rays fell to the Rangers 4-1, now have a losing record of 3-4, which sucks. But it could be a lot worse. You could be the Miami Marlins. They fell to the Angels 10-2. They are now 0-7, officially last place in the league. They share the goose egg with the 0-4 New York Mets. And let's see here. In men's basketball, the NIT championship is set with Indiana State and Seton Hall facing off tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Now just time for a few quick headlines here. Charlotte Hornets head coach Steve Clifford will be stepping down from his position after this season. About 7 games left for the Hornets there. He's expected to move into a front office role, surprisingly. With a record of 18-57, the Hornets are currently tied with the San Antonio Spurs for third lowest win count in the entire NBA. So, Joe, as you mentioned earlier this evening, a bit surprising that he would be moving, if anything, moving up in the franchise after such an unfortunate record.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the Hornets are doing.
Yeah, but there's a reason they haven't won in a while, I suppose, and I don't even say that jokingly. In the NFL, the Bills are trading wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation. That's per Adam Schefter. Though last season was somewhat underwhelming for Diggs statistically, the veteran still finished his fourth year in Buffalo with 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns receiving. That makes him an outstanding addition to an already lethal Houston offense. And considering that they got him and a couple picks just for 1 second-round pick, that's a steal and a half. So congrats to the Texans there. They just keep building. NFL star Rashee Rice of the Kansas City Chiefs has admitted he was involved in a Texas car crash over the weekend. TMZ Sports says that the wide receiver was driving a Lamborghini that was involved in a crash. The crash injured several people on a Dallas highway Saturday. A lawyer for the car rental company that owns the Lamborghini claims that Rice sent a text message shortly after the wreck. He did acknowledge that he was involved and promised to pay for the car. So at least there's semi-accountability there. We'll see how that develops.
I think it's interesting. And of course, who knows where, you know, the Dallas police are in their investigation, but it's just so wild to me that he has admitted his responsibility in this crash.
Yep.
And we have not seen any sort of arrest or charge for leaving the scene of an accident.
I thought police were searching for him. Have they not found him yet, or am I thinking
of
something
else? Well, no, he's saying, I mean, didn't he just say that they talked to him? Like,
I thought it was the, maybe I misread it. I thought it was the lawyer that talked to the police. Let's see. A lawyer for the car rental company claims that Rice sent a message to, I guess, him shortly after the wreck, acknowledging that he was involved in promising to take the car.
I saw, though, that, I mean, yesterday I think the report was that he was cooperating. And I thought Rashid put out a statement saying that he had spoken to police. I don't know. It's weird how it's like, okay, well, why aren't there charges? It's just weird.
I don't know. Yeah, if they have not legally pursued him, they probably should. And then,
I mean, what's going to happen? It's like, oh, okay, listen, don't do it again.
I know.
No, that's not. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Lastly, here in your sports headlines, Angel Reese has officially declared for the WNBA draft. She leaves LSU with accolades, including but not limited to SEC Player of the Year, unanimous first-team All-American, and 2023 national champion. Obviously, though controversial, she is undeniably one of the biggest names in women's basketball. So good luck to her as she continues her basketball career and hopefully grows the sport for women all the more.
No, yeah, absolutely. Her and I mean, there's Caitlin, there's Angel, there's Juju Watkins, Paige Beckers. Yep. So
and there's that other girl for LSU, Flauge. What's her name?
I don't want to butcher.
South
Carolina obviously has a couple of big stars as well.
It's hard not to when you're unbeaten. Yes.
Yeah.
So no, this is the year of women's basketball for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see, another check of the roads and weather before we press on with our health, business, and science lines.
Yes, not much to dig into here other than what I touched on in the last update. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, that's going just over Ward Basin Road and traveling towards Blackwater River. Once again, no confirmation of an accident, but still have some pretty heavy backups in that area there. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Beautiful weather as we head through the rest of Wednesday into Thursday and Friday as well. We'll have a couple chilly mornings in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. Get the jacket out. But the daytime hours, still nice. Lower 70s to middle 70s. Lots of sunny skies. A little bit breezy on Thursday, not so much on Friday. Early look at this weekend keeps highs in the middle 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. The new Forbes list of the world's richest people shows there are more billionaires than ever. The updated list showing nearly 2,800 billionaires around the world. The U.S. has the lead with 813. Topping the list is French fashion mogul Bernard Arnault of Louis Vuitton fame. He's worth $233 billion. And Elon Musk in second with $195 billion.
Golly, $233 billion. Are you kidding me? Costco is joining up with healthcare marketplace Sesame to offer weight loss drug prescriptions for its members. The program includes access to weight loss drugs, including Ozempic. The service will cost $179 for 3 months for Costco members and $195 per subscription period for non-members.
Pharmacists across the U.S. are struggling to fill Adderall prescriptions, commonly prescribed to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Here is Sarah Lee Kessler reporting.
According to a CNN analysis, the country's ongoing drug shortage is to blame. About 1 in every 10 people who use Adderall or similar combination drugs to treat ADHD has been affected. The average monthly prescription fill rate was 11% lower in the first half of last year than it was in the first half of 2022. It comes as there's been a surge in demand for prescriptions to treat ADHD since the COVID-19 pandemic, especially among young adults and women. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
And the fate of the Magic Kingdom is being decided today. Disney shareholders are holding their annual meeting where a billionaire investor will look to shake things up. Nelson Peltz and a former Disney CFO want shareholders to back them and oust two current board members. Peltz wants Disney's film division to refocus after some big-time box office flops and wants Disney Plus streaming to compete better with Netflix. I know Joe's really passionate about the former. Disney's chief, Bob Iger, opposes Peltz.
Yeah, I want to see Marvel movies not suck again. Is that too much for a guy to ask?
I guess not. But when they when they've made 20 in the past 3 months, I mean, you know, it's they can't all be winners, Joe.
I guess not. Looking at some pop culture notes, talking about movies, the new Joker sequel is getting an R rating. No surprise if you saw the first one. The second film is called Joker Folly Adu. Folly Adu.
Folly Adu, yeah.
Brings like back that. Joaquin Phoenix as the iconic Batman villain and Lady Gaga as his sidekick Harley Quinn. It'll be in theaters on October 4th.
And tonight's Powerball jackpot has grown to an estimated $1.09 billion. That comes with a cash option of just over $527 million. No one has won the Powerball lottery since New Year's Day.
A pretty cool one if you're into historical books or just interesting factoids about history. One of the oldest books in existence is going up for auction. It's expected to fetch upwards of $3 million. It's called the Crosby Skoyan Codex. The Crosby Skoyan Codex. It was written in Egypt between 250 and 350 AD and produced in one of the first Christian monasteries. The book is just over 100 pages and is the earliest known text of two books of the Bible, Peter and Jonah. It'll be auctioned off this June in London.
Any early guesses on how much it's going to sell for?
Oh,
I was about to say I have no frame of reference, so that was not a joke question. That was a genuine question because I didn't know if you and I seem to know little handfuls of frivolous knowledge every now and again. So I didn't know if you had known anything about that because we cover a lot of stuff about auctions on this show. I'll say with zero frame of reference again, I will say 1.4 million. Book it. See what I did there? All right. Let's see. Just about 6:49 here. We will take one last quick break for this hour and for
now. Here's
this...
something I just thought of. Oh, okay. Never mind.
No. Go ahead.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Let's see. 6:49 here. We'll take one last quick break, and hopefully Joe can forgive me. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Things down on a Wednesday, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. If you're just joining us, we'll get a recap of today's top three stories before some of the more wackier and good news stories making the rounds today, and a final check of the roads and weather for you as well. In Baltimore, another temporary channel is now open in the harbor so essential vessels can access the port following the Francis Scott Key Bridge's collapse last week. A smaller passageway opened on Monday, and work is continuing to open a third, deeper channel for larger ships now. The fate of the controversial SB 4 Texas immigration law is now in the hands of the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans. That's the fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and they offered both federal government lawyers as well as Texas lawyers the chance to make their arguments. Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen says that the law that empowers police agencies to arrest illegal immigrants will not lead to racial profiling. Federal lawyers say Texas does not have the authority to craft or enforce immigration law. And the Biden administration, with strong words towards Israel, they do say they have no plans to change its policy towards Israel. But after the humanitarian aid workers were killed in an airstrike, President Biden says he's expecting a swift and thorough investigation, and in a statement yesterday, delivering some of his strongest criticism of Israel since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. That's a look at our top three stories. Final check of the weather. Here's Joe Neubauer.
Beautiful weather as we head through the rest of Wednesday into Thursday and Friday as well. We'll have a couple chilly mornings in the lower 50s to mid to upper 40s. Get the jacket out. But the daytime hours, still nice. Lower 70s to middle 70s. Lots of sunny skies. A little bit breezy on Thursday, not so much on Friday. Early look at this weekend keeps highs in the middle 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to. Sometimes he sets me up for
Keep
it, and sometimes
he doesn't.
Keep
you on your toes,
man. Yeah, I
know. Head on a swivel, Austin. Head on a swivel.
It's like the never-ending pop quiz.
Awareness rating of zero.
Yeah.
It's your Madden rating.
Okay, buddy. No, if you're traveling westbound on I-10, going just over Ward Basin Road, approaching Blackwater River, there's still a lot of backups there. Never any confirmation of an accident, though, so I don't know what could be causing that hiccup there. Outside of that, we've still got a little bit of congestion if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Mm. All right, very good. Taking a look here at some wackier stories in the headlines.
Well, before you start,
okay.
What were you going to say before we went to break? Why are you staying quiet about it now? I feel like I'm talking to a spouse. What's
well,
on your mind, babe?
Well.
Oh, nothing. I just think it's funny how... Insert Joe. Come on, bud. What you got?
I didn't remember, and I'm embarrassed to say this,
okay.
But you're forcing me to come out of my shell here,
yes.
And exposing myself to the world.
That's what I'm here for, I suppose.
In the moment where I was talking about the story of the two books of the Bible, Peter and Jonah,
right?
I was questioning in my mind because the book Jonah didn't immediately register to me that it was an actual book of the Bible. So I was looking it up. I was checking the Old Testament to say, oh, yes, it is an Old Testament book of the Bible. So I was about to say, hey, wait a second. Is Jonah actually? And then as I started, I saw it on my screen.
Oh, so
that's
a,
all it was.
So you had a brain fart.
So as a devout Christian, yes, I'm embarrassed that I forgot that Jonah was a book of the Bible. Thank you, Austin, for
I'll make up for it. I'll make up for it. Dude, I'm a Cleveland Guardians fan. You know that. I literally just got a hat a couple days ago that says Cleveland Guardians. I was typing Guardians the other day, and then I was like, does the U or the A come first? I couldn't even remember how to spell Guardians.
Not the same thing.
And I'm a fan of the team. So,
not the same thing.
But it's a similar concept generally. So I think we're idiots together. It's okay. Let's see. Wacky and weird headlines here. Two people in Muncie, Indiana had very bad luck this week. They were rushed to a hospital after they got hit by an airplane. Surprisingly enough, they were on a walking path near an airport when a single engine plane fell out of the sky. Thankfully, everyone survived, even the pilot. Although one of them was seriously hurt. Meanwhile, in Florida, a guy in Naples named Alejandro is trying to get NASA to cover the damages after a piece of trash from the space station hit his house. A 2-pound object crashed through the roof, came through the ceiling, and blew a hole in his wooden floor. U.S. Space Command tracked a piece of debris re-entering the atmosphere, and it was a bunch of depleted batteries that were supposed to be sent back years ago in a more controlled descent. But that obviously didn't happen here. So, Alejandro, get your bag, my guy. You deserve every cent. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, six Americans and two Australians ended up stranded in Africa because they were late getting back on their cruise ship. Now, I've not been on a cruise. I've heard from people that have been that a cruise ship, that's like rule number one, is that if you go off the ship for these excursions, you better come back on time or else. It does sound like the captain probably could have made it not so much a big a deal as he did, but you'll see why. Jill and Jay Campbell are from South Carolina. They say that they were very much aware that the tour was running late and that the tour operator actually contacted the captain of the ship to let them know. When the group arrived to port, the ship was still anchored, but the captain refused to let them on. The couple alleges that the captain not only was refusing phone calls, but emails too. Eventually, the local Coast Guard actually loaded the passengers up on the boat, took them to the ship, and the captain told them to take the passengers back to the island.
Okay.
I think at that point, I'm like, all right, let's move on with our lives. A Norwegian cruise line has since said that the passengers are back on the ship now, and they missed their departure time by over an hour. So perhaps the captain was justified in his irritation, but still.
Justified in
Once
irritation.
Once the Coast Guard's involved, all right, come back on.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's because, as you said,
you're wasting their time, too.
Yeah, it's not that deep. Some good news here. A guy in Australia found a message in a bottle with ashes inside. The note said, "In this bottle is a small part of our parents. If you find it washed up somewhere, please feel free to set it off once again on its journey." He tracked the family down and found out that the bottle had only made it 7 miles from where they tossed it in the ocean. So he stepped up to give it a real chance. He sailed out to sea and set it in a current to carry it out into the Pacific Ocean. Very selfless act there.
Going the extra nautical mile, you might say.
You're a good one, buddy.
A Missouri couple is planning to celebrate their marriage during next week's solar eclipse. Nicolette Zangara and her husband, Paul, got married during the pandemic. They were not able to have their families there, so on the day of the total solar eclipse, they'll have a ceremony celebrating their matrimony in the path of totality. Oh. I've always heard that the bride, you know, they want to be the center of attention, but in this case, I guess she's happy to just be the number two on that.
Well, I mean, hopefully, if the guy's really romantic, he'll make a point of making her the biggest focal point.
Well, I just mean, like, when they're in the path of the totality, nobody's going to be looking at them. They're going to be looking at in the sky.
Glass half empty, I suppose.
It's reality. Mm. All right, same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7 for Pensacola right now. We'll see you then.